WGXC. WGXC 90.7 FM. The sports report from Camp Hill Hudson. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes. I don't think the Super Bowl is being played in Hawaii, but
the Super Bowl is being played in Las Vegas.
Oh wow, Rachel, you did that sort of chop perfectly like a chief would.
Well, that is the chief.
That is the chief.
To cut Rachel's hand in half.
Okay. Well, I know football can be a violent sport, but we don't want to chop people's hands off. Otherwise, the quarterback's going to be, you know, doing a chicken wing throw or something.
Chicken, for those listening,
what you can't see is people are doing, you know, talking about the food they're going to eat at the Super
Bowl. Oh, God.
Well, that's not happening for me.
Okay.
I must try.
So we've got quite a few people in the studio here. I'm Michael. Let's just go around here. Say who you are.
I'm Sean.
That's Sean.
I'm Dan.
Matthew. Whitney Hampton.
Silent but.
Rachel and Margaret Schulman.
Rachel and Margaret, check it out, Schulman.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And last but not least.
Kelly McConney.
Hey, Kelly and McConney.
Shape, hi.
Maybe I should come a cookie.
Shady Pine is where you're going to be watching the Super Bowl. I didn't
yes,
know that.
Okay. That's Kelly to live.
So,
I agree.
So before you have a heart attack, Matthew, on the air, we have to revisit our last sports report from the previous week. Everybody but Dan was here for that. We made AFC and NFC championship predictions, and I think, hey, we were perfect.
We were okay.
Well, yeah, no, Matthew wasn't here either, right? No,
but
the four of us were perfect in that we all got them wrong. So, good for us. Hey, come on, yeah. Congratulations. We were perfect in our predictions, Dan. So I know you're pleased. I think the only thing that I got right was I said the score would be 24-20, but the other team won instead. But it was 24-21 against the 49ers and the Lions. For those few people that don't watch NFL football and they're like, what are you talking about? Last week was the AFC and NFC championship games to determine who would play in the Super Bowl. And San Francisco 49ers.
And the Kansas City Chiefs.
And the Kansas City Chiefs, that's right, Dan, are playing in the Super Bowl February
11th.
Sunday, February 11th. And Dan, we missed you last week. You are really our sports guru enthusiast. You also made similar predictions, right, for the Ravens?
I did, and I was wrong as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did, and I was wrong as well. I picked the Lions and the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl, and I was wrong as well.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? We all perfectly. Wow. And so now we thought, well, as much as I was begrudging making another prediction, I thought, well, we should just step right back into it. So Sunday, February 11th, you said?
Yes,
so it's it's in 10 days from now as we record.
I have a couple of comments of the championship.
Okay.
I watched Lions with Dad in Florida. I am so bummed and sad Lions lost because my Michigan uncles are really big fans of Lions, Detroit, and San Francisco 49ers. Win, but it's okay. But I love San Francisco. They have good season, and we are very good sports. That other team wins, and also, I think it's really good game. I really appreciate a good. I really appreciate to see a nice game.
So, yeah, everybody loves a good game. Nobody likes a blowout. It gets boring. But yeah. Let's have, I see, Dan, you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to make my quick prediction about the Super Bowl. My quick prediction is I got the 49ers winning by 3 points, but I do want the Kansas City Chiefs to win because I'm for this Taylor Swift stuff that's going on with Travis Kelce.
Oh, okay. Well there was two things there to unpack because I know Sean Taylor McDonald Swift has a very different feeling about who should win the game. And
I can see why he liked Taylor Swift.
We'll get to the Taylor Swift in a moment, but I want to give Sean a moment here.
Basically, I like Taylor Swift myself. She's a really cool singer.
Let's hold that for a second.
But she does have a good life.
Let's hold that for a second, guys. Because Dan said he wanted the Chiefs to win. Is that right?
Well, I said I got the 49ers winning by 3. But I just want to see the Chiefs win so Travis Kelce can get a big kiss from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So, oh, wow. We'll be seeing.
Now, Sean, you are a Las Vegas Raiders fan.
Yes.
And part of the reason you wanted the Chiefs to lose is because tell us why.
Just they're their Raiders rival.
The Raiders rival?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in the same division.
And the Raiders didn't make the playoffs.
Nope.
And I mean, you just before we went on air, you told me about the fight song for the Raiders, and you knew it by heart. And then I was like, oh, well, that's a great idea. We'll play the fight song for both the Chiefs and the 40, which we played at the beginning, and we'll play the 49ers fight song on our outro. But okay, so you're definitely rooting for the 49ers?
49ers, yes.
Yeah. Do we want to get into score specifics? Sean, you have a score prediction or just 49ers straight up?
I say maybe like 25-19 maybe.
25-19. Okay. Yeah. And Dan?
I got the 49ers winning 24-21.
24-21, 49ers. Okay, so two 49er predictions. Kelly, you have any predictions? 49ers, Chiefs, Super Bowl. What Super Bowl number
Super
is it?
Super Bowl 50, almost 59, I believe.
Super Bowl 59?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I got the Chiefs beating the 49ers like 30-40.
40 to 30 in favor of 49ers?
In favor of Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs. Sorry. Okay, so two 49ers, Chiefs. Do you have a prediction? You were saying earlier you like San Francisco.
Yes, because my cousin Dane and my cousin-in-law, Tiana, both live in San Francisco, California, and I cross my fingers to pray. I want San Francisco 49er could you win. I want my cousins be happy because I love San Francisco very much. And there is a Super Bowl party at Cell hosting.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Dan asked you.
And lost my voice then.
Dan asked you.
What is your score prediction?
I'm sorry.
Score. What is your score prediction?
Final score.
You said you got the 49ers winning by how much?
Detroit Lions have.
we're not talking about Detroit. We're talking about
what is the final score going to
be? What is the final score of the 49ers Chiefs game?
Do you have a position, or you just don't? You just want the 49ers to win?
We hoping San Francisco going to win by higher than 100 score.
Okay.
Ooh, that would be a difficult task because nobody's ever.
How about Rachel Shake It Up Showman? And then we're going to go to this mention with this kiss.
I know I know I like Taylor Swift, but I think I might go for the 49ers.
So four 49ers. Kelly's the Chiefs. I have to say, I'm not crazy about either team,
I don't care either, but I don't mind seeing the 49ers to win.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's a good game.
I know I like Taylor Swift, and I know red is her color, but...
Well, let's get into that after I make my quick prediction.
Said, Michael?
So I will just say I'm leaning towards the Chiefs. I'm not a 49ers fan, never have been. They've been winning since the 1980s, it seems. So very reluctantly picking the Chiefs. So now we want to get to this thing that you said about Taylor Swift and Dan was saying about the kiss.
Basically,
tell us the U2, yeah.
Basically, there was a picture on the front cover, on the back cover of the Post that said, after the Chiefs had won the AFC Championship game, of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce kissing, and there was a caption that said, "Sealed with a kiss." The only reason why I want to see the Chiefs win is so that I want the 49ers to win, but I would be happy with the Chiefs winning because I want to see Taylor Swift kiss Travis Kelce again and have that be on the back cover of the Post.
I do!
Her bet or her promise is if the Chiefs...
No, that's not it. I'm saying that every family member, whoever wins the Super Bowl, every family member, wife, girlfriend, or whatever, gives the player who won a kiss.
I see.
So basically, did they kiss at the end of the AFC Championship game, and it was on the back cover of the New York Post. Yeah. That's why I want Taylor Swift to win again. I want the Chiefs. I would like to see the Chiefs win just to see the kiss.
Okay, now that is.
I have a question.
That is a very unusual motivation for
let's
a
make
Lion
sure
team to win.
It doesn't happen.
And make sure it doesn't happen. So you do want the 49ers to win.
Well, basically, I know I don't.
I have a couple questions.
I don't care very much, but it would be nice to see the 49ers to win.
Okay. I have a question for Dan.
What?
If you hear me well.
I do.
What does that mean, kissing the championship? What does that mean?
It means that Taylor Swift gave Travis Kelce a kiss at the end of the AFC Championship game after the Chiefs won, and the photographer took a picture of it and put it on the back cover of the New York Times.
Well, that'd be really nice thing to do because
the New York Post,
I love Chief too because...
Well, we're playing the 49ers fight song right now, Matthew, in case you didn't know.
Well, because I am a chief I'm a driver of the boat and golf course. They call me the chief.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping up here.
Thank you so much, WXC listeners. Enjoy our sport news. And thank you, Dan.
Okay, everybody say go whichever team they're picking. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Go 49ers.
Go
49ers.
Chiefs.
49ers.
Chiefs.
49ers. Chiefs. 49ers. Chiefs.
We will, of course, one of our predictions will be right this time. We haven't taken the same teams.
Whoever wins, I'd be happy for them.
Me too.
Oh, listen to that. Isn't that lovely? Whoever wins, you'll be happy for them.
Yeah,
me too. Thank you so much, WGX and listeners. Enjoy our sport news. Thank you, Sean McDonald and Dan Biskowski, for our news broadcast, WGXE 90.7. I am Matthew Harrington. Thank you for joining us and listening.